नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो फोर्थ चैप्टर अपीयरेंस ऑफ श्री नारद टेक्स्ट 5।
दृष्ट्वा
अनुयान्तम्
ऋषिम्
आत्मजम्
अपि
अनग्नम्
देव्यो
रिया परिदधुर न सूतस्य चित्रम् तद् विक्षा पृच्छति मुनौ जगदूस तवास्ति स्त्री पुंग भीदा न तु सूतस्य विविक्ता दृष्टे। दृष्टानुयन्तं ऋषिमात्मजं यप्यङ्गनम् देव्य रिहा परिदधुर्न सुतस्य चित्रम् तद्विक्ष पृच्छति मुनौ जगदुस्तवास्ति स्त्री पुंग भिदा न तु सुतस्य विविक्त दृष्टे। दृष्टानुयन्तं ऋषिमात्मजम् अपनग्नम् दृष्टानुयन्तं ऋषिमात्मजम् अपि अनग्नम् देव्य रिया परिदधुर्न सुतस्य चित्रम् तद्विक्ष पृच्छति मुनौ जगदुस्तवास्ति स्त्री पुं भिदा न तु सुतस्य विविक्त दृष्टे। दृष्टानुयन्तं ऋषिमात्मजम् अपि अनग्नम् देव्य रिया परिदधुर्न सुतस्य चित्रम् तद्विक्ष पृच्छति मुनौ जगदुस्तवास्ति स्त्री पुं भिदा न तु सुतस्य विविक्त दृष्टे। दृष्ट्वा बाय सीइंग अनुयन्तम् फॉलोइंग ऋषिम the sage.
Atmajam,
his son. Api,
in spite of.
Anagnam,
not naked.
Devya.
Beautiful damsels.
Riya,
out of shyness.
Paridadhu,
covered their body.
Not.
Sutasya, of the sun.
Chitram. Astonishing.
Tadviksha,
by seeing that.
Prichati,
asking.
Muno,
unto the Muni.
Vyasa.
Jagadu,
replied.
Tava,
your.
Asti,
there are.
Stripung,
male and female.
Bhida,
differences.
No.
Not.
Tu,
but.
Sutasya,
of the sun.
Bibhikta,
purified.
Drishti,
of one who looks.
Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. While Sri Vasudeva was following his son, beautiful young damsels who were bathing naked covered their bodies with cloth. Although Sri Vasudeva himself was not naked, but they had not done so when his son had passed. The sage inquired about this, and the young ladies replied that his son was purified and when looking at them made no distinction between male and female. But the sage made such distinctions. Please repeat after me. While Sri Vasudeva was following his son,
Beautiful young damsels
who were bathing naked covered their bodies with cloth. Although Sri Vasudeva himself was not naked. But they had not done so when his son had passed.
The sage inquired about this.
And the young ladies replied that his son was purified. And when looking at them,
made no distinction
between male and female.
But the sage made such distinction.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the Bhagavad Gita 5.18, it is said that a learned sage looks equally on a learned and gentle Brahman, a chandal, dog-eater, a dog, or a cow, due to his spiritual vision. Srila Sukadev Goswami attained that stage. Thus, he did not see a male or female. He saw all living entities in different dress. The ladies who were bathing could understand the mind of a man simply by studying his demeanor. Just as by looking at a child, one can understand how innocent he is. Sukadev Goswami was a young boy, 16 years old, and therefore all the parts of his body were developed. He was naked also, and so were the ladies. But because Sukadev Goswami was transcendental to sex relations, he appeared very innocent. The ladies, by their special qualification, could sense this at once, and therefore they were not very concerned about him. But when his father passed, the ladies quickly dressed. The ladies were exactly like the children or grandchildren, yet they reacted to the presence of Vasudev according to the social custom, because Srila Vasudev played the part of a householder. A householder has to distinguish between a male and a female. Otherwise, he cannot be a householder. One should therefore attempt to know the distinction between body and soul without any attachment for male or female. As long as such distinction is there, one should not try to become a sannyasi like Sukadeva Goswami. At least theoretically, one must be convinced that a living entity is neither male nor female. The outer dress is made of matter by material nature to attract the opposite sex and thus keep one entangled in material existence. A liberated soul is above this perverted distinction. He does not distinguish between one living being and another. For him, they are all one and the same. The perfection of this spiritual vision is the liberated stage. And Srila Sukadeva Goswami attained the stage. Srila Vasudeva was also in the transcendental stage, but because he was in the householder's life, he did not pretend to be a liberated soul as a matter of custom. So, Vyasa Sukadeva Goswami, the son of Vasudeva, knowing the condition of this material nature, that how entangling, how difficult this material nature is, didn't want to come out into this material nature. He thought it's better to stay in my mother's womb. And in this way he stayed in his mother's womb for 16 years. And then when he was assured by the Lord that he won't be affected by the duality of this material, the duality of the material nature causes all the entanglement in this material nature. Good and bad. Day and night. Sin and piety. Rich and poor. So these are the dualities of this material nature. And the ultimate duality is male and female bodies. And the natural attraction for the opposite sex. So that is the cause of ultimate material bondage. So here we are seeing that Sukadeva Goswami was above that. Sthabar jangam dakhe, na dakhe tar murti. Sarvatra sphuraye tar ishtadeva sphurti. Chetana charitamrita. A liberated soul, he doesn't see the non-moving material objects and moving living entities. Or sthabar, another meaning of the word sthabar is non-moving. This also includes the trees and plants. And jangam means moving. Non-moving and moving. He just sees them, but he doesn't see the external feature. Everywhere he sees Ishtadeva Spurti. Everywhere he sees his worshipable Lord. First he sees everyone as a living entity, spirit soul, and in every living entity's heart there is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, as the super soul, is the witness. He is seeing everyone. And he is giving the rewards or results of one's previous actions. As one acts, accordingly he gets the result. And this is how the living entities are transmigrating from one body to another body. Urdhangachanti shattastha. Those who act in the mode of goodness, they go up. Madhye tishthati rajasha. Those who are in the mode of passion, they remain in the middle. and jaghanna guna prittistha adho gacchanti tamasa. And people, individuals, in the mode of ignorance, being entangled in all kinds of abominable activities. Jaghanya. Jaghanya means abominable. Guna prittistha. Being affected by this abominable influence of this mode of ignorance goes down. So that is what's happening in this material nature. Sometimes going up, sometimes going down. Like, is it called Ferris wheel?
Ferris wheel.
A roller coaster. Sometimes down, sometimes up. So, when one goes down, it causes anxiety, isn't it? Who has been to a roller coaster? How does it feel when it goes down? And when it goes up, yeah, very happy. So, that's what's happening in the material nature. Sometimes going down, is going up. Jantra Rurhani Mayaya. By the arrangement of Maya, living entities are riding in different kinds of vehicles, machines. Jantra Rurhani. So in this way the living entities are traveling in this material nature. Sometimes going up, demigods, and sometimes animals. They're going down, and in the middle, human beings. Then he has a human beings have a possibility to go up or go down. If one acts properly, nicely, in a pious way, he'll go up to the heavenly planets. And if somebody acts in a wrong way, he'll go down to the animal species. Or even lower species, like we saw that Nalakuver and Manigrive are two demigods. Kubera's sons, because of their inappropriate behavior, they had to become trees. Not only animals, one can even become trees. And this is how one gets punished. Sometimes, in this way, living entities are transmigrating, and even in the human platform, someone is a man, someone is a woman. And then they change their roles. Those who are man in this life, next life, probably he'll become a woman. And a woman will become a man. And that's what happens generally. Because when one is in a male body, he's attracted to his wife. And at the time of death, he remembers his wife and gets a woman body. And the woman attached to his husband, to her husband, and at the time of death thinks of her husband, gets a male body. This is how they're changing their roles in the material nature. Sometimes they're attached to their dogs. At the time of death, they think of his dog and get a dog body. So that is why one should be very careful where one develops his attachment. If we develop attachment in the wrong place, then we'll become degraded. Therefore, the safest thing is to develop attachment to Krishna. And if at the time of death one remembers Krishna, then he'll go back to the spiritual world where Krishna is. He'll get a body like Krishna's body, spiritual body, Satchidananda body. Krishna is Satchidananda, the living entities, those who are attached to Krishna, they also will get a Satchidananda body. So this is science. This is science. Actually, this is the real science. Others are just speculation. What is going on in the name of science? They're just speculating. And they're seen as the wise people. And this is how the whole human society today is being misled. Fortunately, Srila Prabhupada came. Fortunately, we came across Srila Prabhupada and we got this knowledge. The real scientific knowledge. And and this is so simple. Who will say that if one acts in a nice way, he will not be rewarded? Isn't it natural? If somebody leads his life nicely, he gets a better future. Like you all have been good boys and girls, led your lives very nicely, and you got a beautiful future in Hare Krishna movement. Right? And those who squander, in your college you have seen, those who squander their times in just in frivolous activities, what happens? They become miserable. They fail in their exams and they become miserable. They don't have any future, so to say. Whereas those who study nicely, they get a better future. When they complete their studies, they get a good job, they get a good future. And you all have transcended that. Right? You could have got a good job. Or you could have got a nice, comfortable life. But what are you doing here? In America, you're making the floors, painting the walls, fixing the ceilings. But which life is more exciting? This life or that life, working like a slave of some drunkard? Just because of getting some, just to get some money at the end of the month. Whereas, sometimes I feel, I say also, that our life is a life of eternal holiday, endless holiday. Isn't it? They are working and they look up to their holidays, the weekend, or when the weekend will come. Why they feel that way? Because they don't like to do what they're doing. That's why they want to have the freedom. Okay, someday that I don't have to do that. But in Krishna consciousness, we don't feel that way. Every day is a holiday because we enjoy doing whatever you're doing. We haven't become slaves of some conditioned soul who himself is lost. Because he has some money, he organized something and he made his business and he's employing you. But what's he doing? Why is he employing you? Because he's exploiting you. Those people are paying somebody X amount of money in order to get X plus Y amount of profit. Whereas in Krishna consciousness, we don't get any salary. We don't get any money. We are not working to please anybody to get some money at the end of the month. We are working, we are acting in order to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And why we are doing that? Because we know that Krishna will reward us. To begin with, Krishna is giving us everything. He gave us all the food, He gave us all that we need. Everything. has given us the food, the drinks, the oxygen, and protecting us under all circumstances. So better to serve that master. And that master also gives the remuneration. And that remuneration is being being credited in the spiritual plane. Such and such das and dasi. Okay, so much devotional service, devotional credit. Like Mohan Murari and Rishabdev, Rishavananda Das. And Dulal Charan Das, Indriyesh Das, Krishna Kishore Das, Chaitanya Charan Das, Rasananda Das, Shyam Mohan Das, Soma Radhika Dasi. Archana Devi Dasi, they work so hard on 15th April. And so much credit. Krishna remembers that. And whatever we do in devotional service doesn't go in vain. Materially, whatever you do, it's finished at the end of our life. Somebody may have billions of dollars, but when he dies, everything is taken away from him. So many rich people. When I think I told you about this story once, Guru Nanak's story. Guru Nanak once visited one very rich man. The rich man invited him. And he saw that outside his house there were flags posted. Many flags. So he asked, what are the significance of these flags? So he was told that when this person collects 1,000 gold coins, he puts one flag. So many flags. So how many thousands of gold coins he had? Guru Nanak didn't say anything. While he was leaving, he gave a needle to that person. Can you please keep it for me? I'll take it from you when I'll need it. When will you need it? How do I know when I'll need it? Don't worry, I'll ask you. When? Next life. Next life. So, that person said, how can I give it to you in the next life? Oh, you won't be able to carry this needle to your next life. What will you do with all your gold? And that is the real lesson to learn. All that we are accumulating here, another single penny we'll be able to take with us. Whereas what we are doing now for Krishna, it's already credited there. It'll be there. We shouldn't have any doubt about that. Vishnu Dutas will come with a chariot. Say, come. Welcome to the spiritual world. Or Krishna himself may come. Or the spiritual master may come. Somebody will come. Say, come, let's go. Won't it be a wonderful way to die? Generally, when one dies, he has to travel alone. And if he doesn't like to travel that way, then Jamadutas come and give him company. And what kind of company? Whip him. He doesn't want to go into it. He wants to stay here. Oh, my family, my children, my friends. Whack. And he has a noose around his neck. Drag him. The more he wants to stay here, the more he gets bitten. But the devotees know that the attachment to this material nature is only temporary. The real attachment is to Krishna, with Krishna and Krishna's devotees, with spiritual association. So let's remain attached there, because they will take us to the right place. The place that is full of joy, full of happiness. So, to go back to this text, a person who becomes situated in his spiritual identity, he sees everything spiritually. He doesn't see the duality of this material nature. He sees Krishna and everything in relationship with Krishna. Therefore, he doesn't become attracted to anything in this material nature. He becomes attracted to Krishna. And because of his attachment to Krishna, attraction for Krishna, he becomes unconcerned about this material nature. Once one question was raised, quite intelligent question, in one such program, that in a person who is, because these people do not know the situation of a devotee, because the devotees are here with them. So the question was put to them that a yogi who is meditating in the mountain, in the Himalayan mountain, if you give him a proposal that I will make you a director of Microsoft, will he come? Will he accept that offer? Why not? Because he is aspiring for something much higher than that. Similarly, like those who are situated in spiritual platform, they are not interested in material activities. So, similarly, if somebody comes here and tells you, he'll get a nice job in Microsoft, will you accept it? A nice job in some big bank, or a big position in a big company, will you accept it? Anyway, if the offer comes, then we'll see.
Maybe a service to Krishna.
Or if somebody comes and gives you the proposal that I'll give you so much money, will you give up what you're doing? Sometimes some devotees say that, well, I'll take the money and use it in Krishna's service. No, the condition is, take the money, give up Krishna. Right? No one will accept that. Unless one who is attached to money. Anyway, so the point is, our business is to develop our attachment to Krishna. And that is the ultimate goal of life. And when one does that, here we are seeing, Sukhdev Goswami is not interested. The most beautiful women, these are not ordinary human beings. They are the apsaras, celestial beauties. It's totally unaffected. And these ladies also could see that he is pure. And the thing is that they felt shy when they saw Vasudev, the father of this young boy. And they immediately got up and covered themselves. But with Sukhdev Goswami, they didn't do that. Because they could see that Sukhdev Goswami was pure in heart. He was not attracted to them. So this is the lesson that we are learning through this teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande. Does anybody have any questions? Okay. Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.